message.
As we continue to get older, which seems to keep happening, it is important for us to pay attention to our health and wellness in every part of our body. And that includes the brain, something that we don't always think about. Just like hitting the gym to keep our bodies fit, our brains need regular workouts as well. Engaging in mentally stimulating activities can enhance our cognitive functions, improve our memories, and even lower the risk of cognitive decline as we continue to age. And it's also a great way to spark inspiration and creativity. There are a multitude of ways to exercise our brains. The most classic method, of course, is to learn something new. Perhaps it's time to revisit that bucket list. Learn a new language? Learn to play an instrument? Have you been curious about coding? Listen, as adults, it is very easy for us to become complacent and remain anchored to our routines, but we must consciously prioritize a little added stimulations for the sake of our brains. Another great way to keep those neurons firing is solving puzzles and brain teasers. Listen, whether it's Sudoku or a crossword, Wordle, connections, or a riddle, games provide us with a fun and effective way to stretch our mental muscles. And as a bonus, we also receive the satisfaction of cracking that tough puzzle. And we can also use our intention to train and expand our brains as an opportunity to increase our social connections. How about hosting a game night with friends where we play Trivial Pursuit or games of strategy like Risk? Listen, we might as well have fun in the process. And we must not forget about the power of creativity. Engaging in artistic pursuits like painting, writing, sculpting, or even doodling, that can unleash our inner Picasso or Hemingway. We can spark our imagination by exploring our inner artist. Physical exercise is also crucial. Aerobic exercise has been linked to improved cognitive function and a reduced risk of dementia. So why not combine a little mental and physical fitness by taking a brisk walk in nature while listening to my podcast? And since my podcast episodes are only 4 minutes, you probably want to combine it with some other listening options as well. Embrace the power of play. Whether we are playing a board game, flying a kite, or building a sandcastle, indulging in play lifts our spirits and it stimulates our brains in unexpected ways. So let that inner child out to play. Let's face it, if we're not having fun, what is the point of everything else that we are doing? And finally, we must not forget to also give our brains some much needed rest. Practicing mindfulness, you hear me say it all the time, through meditation or simply taking a few minutes of relaxation to unwind, that helps us reduce stress and improve our cognitive functions. If we keep our brains stimulated and those neurons firing, we will be more focused and better adept for opportunities when they arise. So incorporate some fun and engaging activities into your routine today and give your brain the workout that it and you deserve. What stimulates my brain? Well, how kind of you to ask. Well, dear listener, I'll tell you what really does it for me is when you, listener, extend me the kindness to head over to Apple Podcasts and take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. And hopefully, you will also share this podcast with other people who you think might appreciate it. If you would do that, I would be so grateful and so appreciative. Please consider it. And as always, thank you for listening.